We have three gentlemen with the State Division of Emergency Management. Tell us how much money is available in the aftermath of Irma.
Yes, sir. This is Frank. The total amount of funding that's available is $340 million. The program is broken into three parts. Part one is for tree resets, grove rehabilitation, nutritional, herbicide, and so forth. Also, structural damage to the grove that can be repaired. Part two is supposed to cover future production loss. And then part three is to help assist producers with costs of insurance. But the total program amount is $340 million.
And that's the block grant amount, not including the WHIP amount, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
I believe you told us how many total applications had come in so far and how many were eligible after filling out their WHIP application, but I'll let you go through that. Frank again?
Yes, sir. Frank again. We've received to date a total of 742 applications. 352 of those applications do not have a completed WHIP application, which is a prerequisite for participation in the block grant program. We still have worked with those producers to develop their block grant applications and get them as far along as we can, but are unable to make payment on those until we have an executed WHIP application. 383 of the 742 applications we have in processing, with 228 of those completed and about 155 of those in some stage of review, working with producers to collect the necessary documentation and or make payment. We've got right around $30 million paid since about the second week of January so far. And moving forward, we are starting the Part 2 payments, which is the lion's share of the $340 million, and those should start moving, or already are moving right now. I believe we processed the first few of those here in the last couple of weeks, and once those get up and moving, it'll be a lot larger amount of money moved. So
about $30 million, less than 10% of the money available so far paid out.
Correct. Once again, I do want to reiterate that money was moved since about the second week in January. And there were some policy considerations that were pending that were making it unable to move money in any volume. So, the trajectory of spend is going to only increase moving forward. And once again, but yes, it's right around 30%.
And you told how much was available per acre per grower.
Yes, sir. So the cap on the money per acre per grower for Part 1 and Part 2 is $1,130.50 an acre. The way that breaks out is there is up to $385 an acre available under Part 1. Under Part 2, there's $757 and some change an acre available under Part 2. And then Part 3, of course, is the insurance program to help offset the cost of premiums, which is not included in that $1,130.50 an acre, but is part of the $340 million total.
To do the crop insurance, I think a deadline is coming up that growers have to contract for the next year.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you bringing that up. The deadline for federal crop insurance is April 15th, and in order to participate either in the WHIP program or the block grant program, Congress required that a producer that receives assistance under either of those programs obtain and maintain insurance for the crop that they have. So we definitely want to be sure we get that message out so growers understand that prerequisite, and we definitely want to avoid a grower coming in with wanting to receive a block grant payment or a WHIP payment and not have the appropriate insurance, and then we're unable to help them. So we appreciate you guys helping to get that message out.
So I suppose those who have already been paid, the $30 million, they already had shown proof of their crop insurance purchase.
Yes, sir, they will. Under Part 2, there are three payments is how that $757 is broken up. The first payment is $372 an acre that's triggered just by a site visit by the state, just to take a quick photo and talk to the grower. There's some paperwork that needs to be signed. The second payment under Part 2 is for $186 an acre and some change. That's triggered by proof of insurance. And then the last payment under Part 2 is also for $186, which is triggered by the second year of crop insurance. So the producers that already have received Part 2 payments, they will provide that documentation to the state and then receive another payment as a result of that with the $186 per eligible acre.
You came down, spoke to the Florida Citrus Commission today. I think you heard from two or three some immense frustration. It's been about a year and a half since Irma, and you admitted we're willing to take the brunt of this, but not totally your fault.
Yes, sir. Our focus is getting these resources on the street, and we understand that there were circumstances that were beyond the control of the state that impacted the timeline, and we're just working hard to stay focused on what we can do to help make it better, which is working with producers and help to streamline process wherever we can to get more of the money on the street, under the direction of Wesley Sapp at the state, who is the program director for the Citrus Block Grant Program at the state of Florida.
Wesley.
Yeah, you know, the division has maintained its commitment to these growers and making sure that we get the resources that they so desperately need. You know, we hear day in and day out, you know, the struggles that they go through of maintaining groves and operation under the duress in the wake of Hurricane Irma. And so we are as committed as ever at the state to make sure that these resources are getting in the grove, that they're able to have the support that they need. And we're going to continue to do everything that we can to streamline the process, to make sure that we're getting money in the hands of growers as quickly as possible and so that they can go back to life as normal as they can.
That's all my questions, unless you all, either one of you, have anything to add. Frank.
We just appreciate, you know, working with the grower community and recognize some of the hardship that the storm has caused. And we're just, as Wesley mentioned, committed to doing everything we can to try to help.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.